something about Mary Tickles to us.
Hello, my name is Brother John Mary Johansson. I am a Franciscan friar with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. And I'm pleased just to give a little witness to my devotion to Our Lady. She's very near and dear to my heart. And she is the one who, I would say, above all, gave me the courage to answer the call to my vocation. And that occurred on a Marian pilgrimage about 11 years ago. I was praying very much for the Lord to make it clear to me what my vocation was. And on that pilgrimage, I very intentionally put my vocation in the hands of Our Lady, and I asked her to please make it clear to me what my vocation was. And over the course of that pilgrimage, I just kept getting the message that I should have the courage to step out in faith and to begin the journey in religious life. And with every person that I met on that pilgrimage, all of these little signs were there, present, for me to know and discern that our Lord was speaking through it. But behind it all, I was quite sure that it was Our Lady, you know. How much it is that she loves us, how much it is she desires for us to know our vocation. And it was just the warmth of Our Lady's heart that really just kind of gave me that confidence that there was nothing to fear, that our Lord, who loves us so much, when He calls us, He has only good in store for us. And so it gave me the courage to say yes, to answer the call, and to once more commit my life and my vocation to Our Lady. And so to this day, you know, I consistently pray to her, and I ask her to help me to be faithful to my religious call. And I've entrusted my vocation to her, and I trust in her intercession and her love that she will intercede for me, and that through her, God's grace will be sufficient for me for all the challenges that certainly I will face. But He will be there, and so will she, that I may be faithful. And I'm grateful to this day for Our Lady and the way it is that she's shown herself to be a mother to me and given me the consolation and courage that I needed to say yes to the Lord.